You're such an asshole.
Well, how you kids doing? We got a nice email. A friendly guy, he paid for a PSA, just wanted to help out. Experienced tradesman here and wanted to... He wrote a little PSA essay here and wants me to read it and pay me. This is his original email. Hi, Aaron. I recently quit my job because the government said that I have to have a root beer float. I thought of my paid off house, vehicles, and OK bank account and said, no, I don't. I'm not sure if I quit my job or started an early retirement. Well, get fired so you collect your unemployment. Incidentally, there's a pilot job open at my airport now. And just in case someone complains about, well, you're just living off the tax. Oh, like all the Biden people did, like all the Democrat people did. And that was brave and amazing. Oh, okay. There's no shame anymore collecting a government check. Every conservative now or libertarian or at least not leftist should go and get theirs. Say, hey, remember that time you just sat there on your ass and collected stimmy checks? My turn. You know that money? Now give it back. This gave me some time to write up a helpful top 10 trades article that I'd like you to read. It should take about 15 minutes, depending on your commentary. How much would you charge me to anonymously spread the gospel of the trades? It'll have to be emailed to you as an attachment. I'm not sure how you handle these types of requests. I won't copy and paste it here. And if you're too busy, don't want my dough, no biggie, just let me know. No, I do want your dough. This is a normal, healthy request. This is an example of a good request, right? One I'm happy to do, and I merely charge for my time, not my agitation or frustration. Here is the definitive top 10 trades list for younger people to consider after making the wise decision to not attain a worthless degree. If you disagree with any of these, feel free to comment. Cappy, I've worked in or around all these trades the last 30 years or so. My rankings are loosely based on, one, how much money you can make. Two, how independently you can work. Three, how hard or easy is the job? Four, IQ requirements. Five, how portable is the skill? Six, workplace conditions. Seven, is the trade essential these days? A general statement on learning traits, IQ requirements can vary. Generally, they can all be done by people of average intelligence. The more hardworking and intelligent you are will directly correlate to your income after you've trained a while. I will one-up you on this, sir. If you show up on time and do the job correctly, that is going to trump any level of intelligence right now. It has nothing, like Joe Biden's intelligent. Okay. Your teachers and, well, not your teachers. I would say most of your professors are intelligent, but they're lazy. And most tradesmen are intelligent. They're just lazy and unprofessional. If you are punctual and on time and on budget, you could be below average IQ. You're going to blow everyone out of the water. Everyone. If you're watching Eric Clary's channel, this means you could be a tradesman or a woman. I wager no one watching this has an IQ below 100. After 5 years in the trade, you will think you can handle anything. You will be wrong. After 10 years, you will be able to handle anything in the trade. This is when your confidence will improve. You'll easily demand more money simply by saying, I'm worth X per hour and I won't take a penny less. Not disagreeing with you, sir. You can probably charge 50% more, not double, but 50% more, saying, I guarantee my work. I show up on time. I get the job done. If I don't, it's a true crisis, an emergency, and I will make it up to you. I actually said this at an interview once, and I got what I was asking for. Keep in mind that everyone has different interests, dislikes, and likes. So the order of these top 10 traits can be contested, but I don't care. It's my personal opinion based on my experience. And Cappy, he's a here, and he spelled it that way. And took my money, so I'll read it now. The number 10 trade, welder. If you like to smoke weed and you're not too smart, this job is for you! Exclamation point. Every corner of the country can use a welder. Though it may not pay much, if you're smarter and lay off the dope, you could eventually become a fitter. Again, show up on time, do what you say you're going to do, do it on budget. That's it. They read blueprints and tack things together before the welder or apprentice can pull the trigger to fill in the cracks. They get paid more. Helpful hint: in all trades, usually drunks will get fired before potheads do. Good tip. Good industry tip. Number 9, bricklayer or stonemason. This is a young man's game. It will wear out your body, but it pays well when your health lasts. If you are smart, the real money is in this is to do custom stone around front doors or walls around millionaires' estates. The extremely rich will pay a lot to have cool-looking sculpted stone around them. I met a guy once who was doing this for a local billionaire. He was getting a fortune to put in a special type of stone only found in France. If I made billions, guys, it has to come from, I'm never getting there. I'm ecstatic to find the type of furniture I want on Walmart.com and paid like $100 a couch. And they're like more futons anyway. It's Italian leather. It could be vinyl for all I care. Does it look the way I want? He's getting a fortune in France. The billionaire paid him to bring the stone and a work crew over the pond. Quality workmanship is the name of the game in bricklaying or stone masonry. Number 8, car mechanic. Car mechanics are severely underpaid for what they do. Cars are so complex now with electronics that you can't be an average grease monkey to work on them. I wonder how making cars more advanced with all these mandatory safety requirements that no one asked for really don't need, like the nagging mobile. I wonder if that lowers or increases the cost of cars, especially when mechanics have to repair these cars in the future for poor people. I wonder if that's going to help. And you'll be dirty from the time you even look at a car till the time you go home from work. Your back will ache after a few years of leaning under a hood, and every day you'll whack your knuckles on something that'll make them bleed. The key to surviving this trade will be finding a good boss. That's almost impossible, but there's a whole country out there that needs cars mechanics. Move to a medium or small size city and make a living as a car mechanic. You'll never be able to afford to live in a big city on a car mechanic wage, but if you absolutely love cars, you'll not mind being a car mechanic. There's also some good opportunity to do cash slides on the weekend. That's what I'd recommend. Number 7, millwright. What the hell is a millwright? Some call it a maintenance mechanic. It's the person that fixes machinery when things don't work. They get the assembly line running when the conveyor belt breaks. They fix the air vent in the grain bins when they get stuck. They hit the tool changer with a big hammer when the carousel is seized. They'll top up the hydraulic fluid, etc. They can be found at the bottom of a mine or at the top of a wind turbine. A very poetic writing. It can pay well if you're in some kind of union, but you'll always be at the mercy of a boss. It's rare but not impossible to freelance doing this job. The further away from civilization you are, the more you'll be paid. I'm imagining that's going to be a trend for men in general, just to get away from the cities. Be prepared to work at Christmas too when the plant is shut down to install new machinery. Union pay is pretty good for this job. Number 6, machinist, tool and die maker, mold maker. These trades are all similar. And mostly found in manufacturing industries of the country. You'll be making precision stuff out of steel or other materials. It'll pay okay, and you'll likely only be able to survive in a medium to small city doing this job. You won't be exposed to the elements because it's an indoor job. If you can handle scratching or cutting yourself daily on sharp metal and breathing in coolant mist, the paycheck is there for you to cash. The way to survive this job is show up, do your job, and go home. Don't try to help out the company. Don't badmouth the company. If you scrap out something, go to the boss with a solution. Hey, boss, I effed this up. Do you want me to cut a new piece of steel, or should I take it to the welder? After a number of years and job hopping, you could find yourself getting paid to read a good book while sitting on your ass as the computerized machine makes a plastic injection mold for pleasure toys. Trying to keep this shareable so people who are looking for trades go there. I went to an interview once, and the owner showed me a pleasure toy that was made from their mold. He proceeded to show me more gynecological products that were produced from their molds. I'm happy I ended up getting a job at a different place. Number 5, heavy equipment mechanic. Got a thing for big wrenches? Here's a job for you. Heavy equipment mechanics do that. They fix heavy equipment such as bulldozers, loaders, transport trucks off the bush, cranes, or dump trucks. This is another job that pays well if you're far from civilization. Go to Alaska and make a fortune. You'll be working for it, but when you sock away all the cash, you could pay off a house, move to a medium or small city somewhere, and work 9 to 5 at the local Peterbilt or John Deere dealership. But the girls aren't there. Number 4, we're getting to the good stuff now. General carpenter. These guys are never out of work. Oh, I can't wait for the housing crash number 2 to come. Don't worry. Good times are coming. You're looking for work? Oh, yeah, I had a bunch of work. I did it myself. Yeah, I'm better than what you did because there's YouTube. In good times, they're busy putting in kitchens and bathrooms in new suburban McMansions that people can't afford. In bad times, they're putting in kitchens and bathrooms paid for by second mortgages that people can't afford. On the side, they'll be doing decks and fences for cash. If you know how to swing a hammer, it could show up on time. You'll be way ahead of your game. After a while, buy a used pickup truck and enclosed trailer, go into business for yourself. I agree with Cappy on the state of affairs of contractors these days. He's right. They generally suck. Take it from a fellow Gen Xer. Number three, electrician. Yet another great trade where you could get a truck and go into business for yourself. As solar panels become ubiquitous, that means all over the place, they'll all need to be hooked up to the main electrical panel in the house by an electrician. There will be no shortage of work for these guys. And again, the farther away from civilization you get, the more money you'll make. You can also get into industrial electrician stuff where a shop owner or plant manager will pay you handsomely to get production going again. In a unionized atmosphere, you could count on doing nothing except maybe resetting a circuit breaker every once in a while for pretty big bucks. Of course, that's after paying your dues of pulling wires through crawl space under a hose as scared mice get in out of your way. It'll be worth it, though. Number two, oh boy. Runner up, heating and cooling technician, HVAC, guys or gals, hop in your van. I'm interested in why you chose HVAC over electrician. hop in your van on a hot or cold day and prepare to rake in the cash. Every house in the north has a furnace, maybe an air conditioner. Also, every house in the south has an air conditioner, maybe a furnace. They will break at some point, and you owe it to yourself to be there to take people's money when they do break. No one wants to do this job, and boomers are still retiring from the trade. If I was a young man again, I would go into this. Ohio? Oh, your high school guidance? Oh, your high school guidance counselor never told you about this trade? Yeah, your high school gown. You know what? There's so many original. There we go. All right. Your high school guidance counselor never told you about this trade? Yeah, they didn't tell me either. All I got was, what college program would you like to get into? I said, I don't know, engineering. Then the counselor said, oh, you should take some shop classes then. I thought to myself, if I take shop classes, I can't take the calculus that's required to go into engineering. And it's too late to take shop anyways. I'd have to go back to the ninth grade to get the prerequisites. Stupid guidance counselor. Guidance counselors are morons, man. Lots of help you are. F it. I'll just go get a useless bachelor's of arts until I figure out what I want to do. Maybe I'll become a teacher. They get summers off and they obviously don't have to know how to do their jobs. That all messed up and I ended up in a trade. There's only one trade better than HVAC. Okay. Number one, plumber. Everyone has a toilet. Everyone has pipes. All pipes will leak. All toilets will clog up. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. It's generally a guy job, but ladies, you too can make a fortune swinging with suit. No. Client. That is beneath them. They all have master's degree in student counseling. They're the ones telling you to go into shop when you don't need it and not to take calculus so you could go into engineering. That's what they all want to do. They're not going to do a real job. That's for you icky, gross men. But you probably won't. As there will be more and more women living on their own with psychology. Oh, man, you hit it. As there will be more and more women living on their own with psychology degrees, they will need to pay a man to literally do this bleepy job. Here's a scenario. A rich divorced housewife is having her backstabbing friends over for a dinner party, but she took the dump of all dumps that afternoon and clogged up the toilet. It's 4 p.m. on a Saturday. She's paralyzed. Her husband used to take care of these things, but she left him and took the house and kids because her backstabbing friend said she could make a fortune in child support. Now, you sure you don't want to get into writing or something, sir? A little content creation, maybe? She calls up Asshole Plumbing Services and needs you to fix the toilet because no other plumber would answer her calls. You say, sure, I'll be right over, but there's a $1,000 call-out fee for the weekend. She doesn't care. She's petrified that her friends will judge her bowels. You hop in your van, drive 10 minutes to the house, plunge the toilet for 2 minutes. She cuts you a check for $1,000. You drive 10 minutes home, and you are about to crack open a beer when your phone rings again. This time, a spinster is panicking because her cat Fluffy is caught in the toilet. Another call, another $1,000 call-out fee. Or if she doesn't pay up, you are still fortunate because your side hustle just happens to be organizing pet funerals. Whoa, dark. Plumber, baby. Be an effing plumber. That's my advice to youngsters today. Incidentally, Cappy, after following you for a while, I convinced a really bright, energetic kid to forget about student loans and a degree in political science or economics. He's 20 years old now, running a food manufacturing plant. With 100 employees, he started off at the bottom 2 years ago, helped the owner out of a jam, and this kid went right to the top. His friends are still in college getting high and racking up student debt. Thanks for the great work you do, Cappy. Let's get all these fatherless kids good freaking jobs so they can pay for our Social Security. That's right. That's right. We need all you youngins working. And I don't need you collecting Biden bucks. I need you working up Cappy bucks. I don't know who's going to be president when I retire. So there you go. There you go. Oh, I got to do Miss Super Chats. I got to do that too. We missed a couple. Andrew asked $2. What's a good business idea? Oh, just major in entrepreneurship. You should get a master's. See, if you get a doctorate in entrepreneurship at the Carlson School of Management, then you'll come up with really good business ideas. But you need government grant money, and the company, should it be profitable, you should try to change the world and be for diversity and inclusion before profits, okay? And if you don't make money, that's fine. You just go get the government to bail you out, just like all of Andrew Yang's businesses. I knew I saw no one. D-Digital, $5. I tried to go into barbering. It sucked. Full of unprofessional people, full of ego. I make more money delivering Uber Eats and GoPuff. What's GoPuff? Never heard of GoPuff. Yeah, barbering, unless like you really wanted to do it. And I'd almost say being a barber would be running like a side hobby. I don't see there's a lot of money there. Salons, I could see for the ladies, but not guys. Hey, same haircut. Zip, zip. All right. Yeah. See you later. Bye. That's it. All right. See you guys later.